This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has blamed Iran-backed militias for a rocket attack on Sunday on the heavily fortified Green Zone in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. The Green Zone is home to the U.S. Embassy and several other diplomatic outposts. Iraq's military said a so-called outlawed group fired at least 8 rockets, injuring 1 Iraqi soldier and damaging some buildings and cars. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said no embassy personnel were hurt and that there was some minor damage to the compound. An embassy missile defense system was activated to deflect the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States, quote, strongly condemns the latest attack by Iran-backed militias. The United States is reducing its troop levels in Iraq. In response to multiple previous rocket attacks, it has threatened to shut its embassy in Baghdad unless the Iraqi government acts to control Iran-backed militias. The U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate are expected to vote Monday on a $900 billion coronavirus aid package that would provide assistance for American households and businesses. The measure comes after weeks of negotiations during which Democratic and Republican leaders clashed over how much government assistance to provide and whether the focus should be on items such as jobless benefits or keeping open the economy. It also comes during a surge in COVID-19 infections, with the United States recording nearly 18 million confirmed cases, adding more than 200,000 cases per day, and with the country's death toll standing at more than 317,000 people, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. President-elect Joe Biden welcomed the announcement, saying the work is far from over. President Donald Trump has not commented. VOA News. A week before elections, UN peacekeeping forces in the Central African Republic say they've pushed back rebel forces who were advancing on the Central African Republic's capital, Bangui. A spokesman for the UN said the situation is under control despite mounting political tensions. The government had alleged an attempted coup when 3 of the powerful armed groups that control most of the country's territory began advancing toward the capital along critical main roads ahead of presidential and legislative elections scheduled for December 27th. On Sunday, a coalition of opposition parties called for the vote to be postponed, in its words, until the reestablishment of peace and security. In a joint statement, a group known as the G5 Plus, that's France, Russia, the United States, the European Union, and the World Bank, urged armed groups to lay down their arms and called for the elections to go ahead. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for calm and called on all sides to ensure credible elections and peace. The 11,000-strong UN peacekeeping force on Saturday warned it would use, quote, all means at its disposal, including planes, to prevent violence. Hong Kong's top court ruled unanimously on Monday that the government's decision to use a colonial-era emergency law to ban face masks at protests last year was both proportionate and legal. The ruling is a blow for democracy supporters who had been hoping the Court of Final Appeal would side with the lower court and overturn the order. It also confirms that Hong Kong's chief executive, a pro-Beijing appointee, has the power to enact any law in a time of public emergency without needing the approval of the city's partially elected legislature. Hong Kong was beset by 7 months of huge and sometimes violent pro-democracy protests last year. The protests were eventually stifled by mass arrests, a coronavirus ban on public gatherings, and Beijing imposing a new national security law in the city in June. A German court is to hand down its victory verdict on Monday on a deadly far-right attack in Halle last year that nearly became the country's worst anti-Semitic atrocity since World War II. Prosecutors say a bolted door was the only thing that prevented a heavily armed assailant from entering the city's synagogue, where 52 worshippers were marking Yad Vashem, the holiest day of the Jewish year. After failing to storm the temple on October 9, 2019, the attacker instead shot to death a female passerby and a man at a kebab shop. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA 1.
makes you smile, the way you made me smile, on the other end of a phone, in the middle of a highway, driving alone, oh baby, I hope you hear a song, that makes you sing along, and get you thinking about her, then the last several miles turn into a blur.
That's just the way I am. 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 Everybody's trying to be famous, and I'm just trying to find a place to hide.
Puth and the Way I Am. Before that, Gabby Barrett, and a song that has set all kinds of records. It spent the most weeks at number one on the country music charts. So congratulations to Gabby Barrett and all of her success. She's only 20. My name is Larry London. Coming up, Ellie Goulding, Juice WRLD. This is Hate Me.
Hate me, still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me. Tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me. Wish you never dated me. I bet you don't kiss her with your eyes closed. I bet you're still walking on a tightrope. Miss me so much, you've been going psycho. You ain't gotta say it, baby, I know.
It's new music on VOA 1.
Thank you.
Surf Mesa with Emily, and I love you, baby. My name is Larry London here on VOA 1. If you want the latest news, reliable, trustworthy, and accurate, up to date, you can go to voanews.com and check us out online. That is our news page on the web, and we've got all the big stories that we're broadcasting around the world posted online at voanews.com for the latest on the coronavirus, the American presidential election, all the things going on making headlines these days. Once again, voanews.com. Here's Ariana Grande, title track to her latest album, Positions, on VOA 1.
Yeah. up the bait. All you need is me playing on your playlist. You ain't gotta be frustrated. I don't wanna play no game, play no games. Go around, give you my last name. I know you're tired of the same damn thing. That's okay, cause baby, you.
You got it, girl, you got it.
Oh,
you got it, girl, you got it.
Got it.
I don't wanna
play no games. Freaky. I can learn a lot from you. Gotta come teach me. You a little hot girl. You a little sweetie.
Sweet.
Sweet like Pearland. Sweet like Peachtree.
Like that.
I could tell you crazy, but you kinda intrigue me.
Yeah, I like that.
Seen it on the ground, tryna see that thing in 3D, mommy. I know I get around cause I like to move freely. But you can lock it down, I can tell by how you treat me. Seen how you did, homeboy, so please take it easy. Good to have me on your side, I ain't saying that you need me.
Yeah.
Six got tall, but I ain't trying to get preachy.
No, no.
I seen how you did, homeboy, please take it easier on me. I don't wanna play no games, play no games.
I don't wanna
play no games, play no games.
Chris Brown with Drake, No Guidance. He just put out a new one with Young Thug called City Girls. And as a part of his brand new album, apparently Eminem also has a new album and has apologized to Rihanna about a song on his new album called Zayus, where he does show a support for Chris Brown. He said that it's wrong, and I want to apologize to Rihanna for that. By the way, Chris's son, Aiko, turned 1 year old recently, so happy birthday to him. This is VOA1, The Hits.
Tastes like song.